The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from State Street and the Old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station. It's Miller time at Cody's Public House. Talking Bears and Cheeseheads on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. Listen on AM, FM, and app, or watch us on Twitch.
All right, this is fantastic. We got a huge surprise for Matt Hayes, the owner, in about 10 minutes from now.
I'm over here solving crimes.
Yes.
Private eye.
We got something big. We got something very big with Cody's in Lakeview. Come on out. We got a couple hours left. Drink an ice cold Miller Lite. We've got free food for all of our fans.
Describe some of the free food.
We have bratwurst. We have chicken. We have burgers. I got to try one of the burgers.
They just fired up the grill again, too.
Huh?
I heard they just fired up the grill.
Oh, they just fired up a grill.
Fresh,
I want a burger.
Batch of burgers.
I had a burger earlier. It was delicious.
I cannot wait. Because I got a doubleheader. I'm heading to Tinley Park after this.
You're lighting Christmas lights tonight, aren't you?
I think they're lit. We're not, like, doing any sort of a lighting ceremony.
You're just being you?
Yeah, we're just
treating the people to a meet and greet?
The Amaze Light Festival is, like, it's already lit and it's already amazing. We're just showing up.
So what
up.
Are you guys adding?
We're showing up and meeting people. We're going to be there saying hi.
Will Carm be drunk again like he was last night?
I think so, yeah. Well, our families are going to be there.
Cool.
I think they got a sledding hill.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, they got all that cool
the
stuff.
The boys are coming?
Yes.
Oh, that's
great. Like, I mean, it's all good family fun.
Good family fun. I'm going to dinner with the Boyles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Good
where
time, Patty Boyle.
Where are you guys
Boyle?
Going?
At Tim Boyle. Actually, not Boyle. It's Tim Boyle.
Are they related?
New Bear and his wife and my wife and I.
Are they related?
I don't know.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to Hole in the Wall.
Oh, yeah. Say hi to Frank.
I will.
Very nice.
Well, the six of us are still going to go, but like you had business tonight.
Right. I think we got plans next week, a matter of fact.
Okay.
I think you canceled
on us this week.
You're the last to know. No,
I am always the last
I
to know.
I think we have plans on the schedule for next week.
We had plans on the schedule tonight, and you canceled.
All right. I didn't know that. All right. Let me give you the latest with Justin Fields. Fields was full participant again in practice. He is not on the injury report. So he has been lifted. He is not. You don't have to worry about him being questionable or anything. Matt Eberflus called him 100%. He is going to play Sunday unless something happens in the next day or two.
Which I can't imagine would happen.
Yes. Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be Rodgers against Fields Sunday at Soldier Field.
No David Bakhtiari, starting left tackle for the Packers. He's out, had an emergency appendectomy.
Chase Claypool, who was limited on Wednesday, has had two straight days of full participation after the knee injury. So that's good news, too, especially in the wake of the Darnell Mooney injury. So Claypool and Fields are full go. And what seemed to be one of the least interesting Bears-Packers games in many, many years. Now, even though both teams still stink, does add a lot of intrigue with Fields back in the fall.
It got a little more interesting.
Yes.
A little more interesting.
I think a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Any game that Fields plays is a lot more interesting.
Any opportunity you have to beat Aaron Rodgers, which hasn't happened often, what's his record against us, including playoffs, is like 25-5 or 25-4, something like that? Anytime you could try and hang an L on Aaron Rodgers, you do it.
Yeah, but he better not be trash-talking with that team right now, like with four wins. If he's strutting around, like you say, like a peacock out there at Soldier Field, hanging 30-something on that defense with four wins.
Well, I mean, I would suggest then don't taunt him because he's prone to taunting you back.
Well, I mean, we could taunt.
And he could taunt you back.
It's
like I said, if you're going to boo, don't get red-assed if he boos you back.
All right, so if you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776, come on out to Cody's. We always now record with Doug. We don't record many interviews.
Well, but you've made that mandatory now.
But we've made it mandatory because his phone sucks. And when we do it live, good information gets lost. So we like to make sure that we record it and his phone is good so we don't miss good gambling information. We always start with him with good college information because that's what he does best. So right before the show, we caught up with Doug Gazarian from ESPN. Doug, let's start with championship weekend, and I think we're airing the game right after our show today. So let's talk Utah-USC. What do you think about this game, and do you feel strongly either way on this?
I actually do feel strongly. It's my favorite play of the weekend, and it's USC minus 2.5. Now, I will alert everyone that professional money is coming on the Utes plus 3, but I just don't see it. We all know the regular season meeting, Utah won by 1, 2-point conversion very late, but the Utes benefited from 12 USC penalties and home field advantage altitude, and this USC team much different than they were earlier in the season. By the way, Utah didn't exactly stop Caleb Williams in that game. He had 5 touchdowns, no picks, 381 yards passing. And I think this USC team is just playing with a different swagger. Also, since that game, Cam Rising got hurt and missed a game, and he doesn't look the same. In that Oregon game on a fourth down, he missed a guy in the flat, threw a short. I think he's been shaky all year in big games, and I just don't think he's 100% healthy. So I think USC takes care of business. I'll lay the short number. I know the Trojans' defense is their weakness, but they played better last week. I expect USC to definitely have enough firepower.
Doug, what do you think about the Big Ten championship game? Michigan obviously destroyed Ohio State. Any chance with a 17-point number here they experience any type of letdown?
I like the underdog here, and a couple reasons. There's rules of thumb in betting. Purdue, in any Purdue game, you want to take the underdog. That's just blanket. But Jeff Fromm is great in the underdog role. But also, let's be honest, Blake Corum's out. It's better to have him. It's better to have two backs than one back. So they have one stud now. And I think winning last year kind of lets it down to a letdown. Last year they needed to win the game and they took care of business. This is a much better passing attack from Purdue than they faced last year with Iowa. And they don't need to win the game. I'm not saying they're going to lose. I just think 17 is too many points. I'll take all those. I'll gobble all those points with the underdog here with the Boilermakers.
Wow, okay. That's very interesting. What about Kansas State TCU?
I like the underdog here. Now, I've been supporting TCU all season. I've been defending them. Yes, they've had some miracle covers. They're 9-2-1 this year against the spread. But I think they don't get enough credit. That defense is a lot better, and they showed it against Texas. So it's a lot better than people realize. However, K-State is a lot better than people realize. They are top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. And there's a lot to like with this K-State team across the board. And they were obviously dominating the previous meeting with TCU in the regular season, but then both quarterbacks got hurt. And I think if that's the case, I think K-State's going to want some revenge here, and there could be a little pressure on TCU. I wish I had the full 3 here, but I'll take the 2.5 with the purple cap.
Which is interesting because outside the gambling world, that would mean then that the playoff scenario would be put on its head to a certain degree.
Well, I personally believe TCU should be in no matter what. I think they have the number one record for a reason. They're a really good team, and I would put them in no matter what. But I don't think the committee will. In fact, I actually think that Bama at 50-1 is worth a play for the national championship. I would not put too much stock in the Ohio State being ranked ahead of Bama and then both being idle this weekend theory. The committee doesn't know what they're doing every week, and they can spin things any way they want. I can see Bama leapfrogging Ohio State without even playing this weekend. It happened in 2014, not for the top 4, but Michigan State and Mississippi State were both idle that final weekend, and one leapfrogged the other after that weekend. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense then, and I could see Bama getting in. And, you know, people talk like, hey, no two-loss team has ever been in. Well, whatever. We're not talking since the beginning of time. It's less than a decade. And if there were a two-loss team, it would be a team with a resume like this. So I do think that Bama, at least worth a play, because if they got into the playoff, they would be huge, like, favorite. They would be a favorite against every team but Georgia. So you could play out of a position like that. So that's why I like doing a play on Bama, because you're not still an underdog once they get in. Like they're one of the favorites. So I do like Bama. It's worth a shot at 50-1.
So what you're saying is right now, like besides gambling on some of the games, they like just for you know what's and giggles right now, you would put down a couple bucks, a buck or two, $5 on Bama to win the national on them to win the national championship right now at 50-1. Just if one of these teams lose, they get in, and just with their talent level, that they could have a shot to win it all still.
Correct, because the committee, first of all, they have two losses on the final play of the game, combined 4 points, both on the road, right? Now, they've had some sketchy wins along the way, but look, if USC and TCU both lose and they're 2.5-point favorites, that opens the door for Bama and Ohio State and things like that, so it's not that far-fetched. And the reason I like it is because if they're 50-1, and they're going to be the second favorite once the playoffs start. So you have opportunity in your portfolio to play out of it. You're not taking a team like, I don't know, Clemson, and if they got in, they'd be dogs to three of the four teams. Bama would be favored over two of the other three teams.
I just showed Waddle. I just went on DraftKings, and I got him at 60-1. So I just
something like that. Eating beer money. It's not likely, but it's
right.
It's not three bucks.
Dude.
That ain't beer money for me. Beer money's like $120 a night.
I put three bucks down on them.
Nightclub. We have different measurements.
$3 to win 183, you know, to get back 180, to win 180.
Yeah, you guys
Why
have
not?
To comp like six rounds and everything. So when I say pizza and beer money, it's just your tip money, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for us mere mortals. Yeah. It's a little different.
All right, is there anything else on the college front that has caught your attention this weekend?
Similar handicap, I would take LSU plus the point. So similar with Purdue and LSU, I think you have a better chance going 2-0 than you do 0-2, and you're likely to go 1-1. But Georgia will want to win this game because they lost it last year. But Georgia's ceiling is great, don't get me wrong. But they're pretty inconsistent. They had tight games with Kentucky, nearly lost to Missouri, had trouble with Kent State. I mean, there's a lot to kind of fade with this team. But also, LSU is going to empty the playbook, just like Purdue will. Man, they got nothing to lose, and they're just going to go to town and have some fun with it. So I like, you know, playing the big underdog there, 17.5.
I like adding maybe a little extra padding there and maybe teasing LSU and Purdue together and getting a little extra juice on there.
Well, it makes you feel better, but mathematically it doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you want the action, go for it.
Yeah. Beer money, right?
Yeah.
Just a little beer money.
Yeah.
I like that. Next year we need to get a beer sponsor. We need to get Miller Lite on board.
Doug's beer money play of the week.
Right, exactly. Doug's Miller Lite a play of the week.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
there's
it.
No reason why.
When I told Joey Chestnut he needed to get sponsored by like Rolaids or something like that. Just, you remember Nolan Ryan did all that, like, you know, anti-inflammatory commercials all those years with his shoulder stuff? I think these eating champs need to have, like, Pepto-Bismol as a sponsor.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, NFL-wise, you're not touching Bears-Packers, are you?
I think the over is a good play, although I talked to a pro bettor this morning. He likes the under, so it shows you what I know. But division games do go under. We saw that last night, obviously. But I think with the Bears' defense and Fields' trending towards playing, I think you got to go with the over here. I think both quarterbacks slated to play. I don't trust the Bears' defense at all. So that's my 2 cents on that front.
How about
I'm with you on that.
I'm sorry?
No, I was going to go. I mean, like, listen, we haven't spent a whole lot of time on Bears-Packers this week ourselves on any front because the anticipation was that you may see, you know, Nathan Peterman square off with Jordan Love, but now it looks like Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields are going to play. I'm with you, though. I mean, for two teams that struggled defensively, I would think
Rodgers playing the over Rodgers could put up 40 against this defense by himself.
No doubt.
Right. I mean, any NFL game that you love this weekend?
Not love. I don't think I've loved an NFL game in about 5 years. But I kind of like the Dolphins here a little bit, +4. Our research team does a great job. teams with a win percentage of 700 or higher this late in the season are 15-4 against the spread. So when getting at least 3.5 points. So when you doubt a team that's proven it with wins and losses this late, it means the team's probably pretty good. And so I like him plus the 4. I think Jimmy G, with when pressured, is not that great of a quarterback. He's gotten by facing some weak pressure the last couple weeks. The Dolphins' offense is pretty potent, and this Niners D is excellent. They've pitched 4 straight second-half shutouts. But this is a step up in competition and opponent in terms of facing an offense. So I do like the plus 4 a little bit in that game.
Do you have any feeling about the Bengals-Chiefs game?
I like the Chiefs. I understand all the rationale with the Bengals and all that, but I think the Chiefs' front four puts pressure on a weak offensive line for Cincy. I love Joe Burrow, but they find themselves in third and long and a lot because of offensive line penalties and things like that. I have to take the Chiefs in a revenge opportunity.
I've done really well playing against the Houston Texans in every game they play against a team. This is an interesting one. Everyone's talking about it. Deshaun Watson coming back. Do you have a feel for Deshaun Watson not playing in 2 years, coming back, on whether he'll be rusty or not? It's so enticing to continue to play against the Texans. They're so, so bad. But do you have a feel on what kind of a game Watson could have?
I do. Not a very good one. He hasn't played in 2 years, okay? Let's keep that in mind. And I talked to an oddsmaker who said this line would be 6 instead of 7 if Jacoby Brissett was playing. And I said, why? It's like, well, there's rust. He hasn't played in 2 years, and he was not very good in the preseason. So when we did see him this season, he wasn't good at all, and that was against vanilla defenses. So I would lean to the under 47 in that game. I do not believe in Kyle Allen or any Houston quarterback for that matter. I did Davis Mills a little bit earlier in the year, but I stopped drinking the Kool-Aid on that. I would say the under is a decent play. There is rust there with Watson, no doubt.
All right. Doug, we appreciate it, and all the best. And now you're in a VSiN tournament, is that right?
Yeah, there's an invitational. It's kind of a throwback to the old Stardust Invitational back in the day. And so a little tip of the cap to the old school Vegas, where you get to pick 5 games, sides or totals, college or NFL, for a bunch of weeks. It ends week 18, and, you know, I've been leaning on the college game, but obviously I'm running out of opportunity, so I got to start incorporating some NFL plays on my 5-play card. But it's a lot of fun. Obviously, we've had some fun here talking about how hot I got in October. Well, that carried over on that contest as well. So 6 more weeks to go. I got to protect it, and there's a green jacket on the line.
Whoa.
In addition to some money, but I'm all out of green jacket, as you can imagine.
Love it. Are you currently in first place?
Yeah. So you get a point for every win, half point for every win. So I'm at 37, a couple guys at 36. And, you know, just got to keep grinding out some wins and pushes, I guess.
See, that's why we only talk to the best.
Exactly.
He's the Tiger Woods of sports gambling.
Yeah.
That's right. Doug, you're the best.
Thanks,
you.
Doug.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Awesome, Doug. Thank you. Good
Appreciate
luck.
It, buddy.
All right, there he is, Doug Kazarian. We talked to him earlier. And we've got the game on, as I mentioned in that interview, at 6 o'clock, right as soon as we are done. We've got that USC-Utah game. So a lot of fun to be had. I want to take a couple of these Bears calls coming up. And we have learned something, a mystery that could be solved about the bar that we're sitting in right here that I think listeners will be very interested in. 312-332-3776 if you want to win. We'll do Like It, Love It, our picks, at about 5:30. So we'll move that back. We also could have a new leader in the clubhouse with the Holiday Parody Song Contest. We have to replay that Yurko song.
No question.
And maybe a couple others before we get out of here. And then we'll get a Packer update from Rob Domofsky, a Chicago guy, grew up here in Chicago. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about Bears, Packers, as, again, Justin Fields is a go. It will be Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers. So a lot to get to. It is a Football Friday. We're having a blast. You've made it to your weekend. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Football Friday and Miller Time. A fantastic combo by any account. Welcome to the Waddle and Sylvie Show, live from Cody's Public House. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
right, we'll get Matt Hayes over here.
Yeah, there's a mystery. A mystery has been solved. Did you know that? You a little concerned? You think that there may be some emotion attached to this?
Well, this has been a serious thing here.
Has it?
Well, people who attend this bar are telling me that this was like a really, really big deal.
Okay. So we are tempting fate right now.
All right, so
where's Matt?
I think all of us back in the day have gotten hammered.
What do you mean back in the day? Got hammered last night.
Right. But back in the day when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like back when I was at Southern Illinois, we used to get hammered and we would go to the McDonald's on the strip.
Yeah.
We would take the salt and pepper shakers.
Okay.
And then because we didn't have salt and pepper shakers at home.
Makes total sense
at the apartment, and we would use the salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
In our apartment.
Yeah.
And that's what we would take.
Yes.
And then it would go from that to maybe something else.
Yeah.
You know.
Like something else. It sounds like you're leading me into a description of something like, did you steal a car?
No, we never took a car.
Okay.
But I mean,
did you break into a liquor store?
No. Okay. But I mean, like, I think everybody's got a story about something you took that you didn't want to take if you were sober.
Okay.
So with that, as we're here at Cody's in Lakeview.
Yeah.
We have been told about a mystery, if you will.
Yeah.
That has been, and Matt Hayes, the owner of Cody's, has a headset on.
You're afraid that he may get a little angry about this.
So, tell us what you know.
Okay, somebody handed this to me, Matt. It says reward. Free beer for a year, no questions asked. Urgent. And it's a clown picture. Do you know where this painting went? Do you want free beer for a year? No questions asked. We just want this very meaningful painting back. So give us a little bit of insight into the story.
So somebody stole this painting. It was in the spare room here. It is Laura Norris's painting. It was very special to her.
Okay.
It was her grandma's painting.
Okay.
Someone took it.
When did they take it?
We don't know.
You first notice it was gone?
Maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. But it's a meaningful piece of art.
Very meaningful. It's a sad clown.
Okay.
Has no actual value, but a ton of sentimental value.
Gotcha.
So it'd mean the world to her if we could get it back. And we're willing to give free beer for a year to anyone. So if
No questions asked. You're not going to get angry and throw down with anyone.
Without a doubt. So if someone's roommate has it and you take it from your roommate, you bring it in, free beer for a year. You know, if something happened, if someone did it like drunk and didn't mean to.
Yeah.
And they didn't realize.
You sound like a really reasonable guy.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I think you're really very reasonable.
You think Tyler
guy.
Took it?
Tyler's here all the time.
Tyler,
in fact,
did you
Tyler
take
says
it?
He sleeps here.
Tyler does.
There are some accusations being thrown about here, but no. As I said earlier, no shenanigans here at Cody's from me.
Okay, so then set the stage. I saw someone come in from, and I won't tell you who. Someone walked in and they were carrying a gift, so I thought that they were here for a birthday party. And then, of course, they make a beeline for Waddle. I'm like, damn it. They've got a gift for Waddle, and they're excluding me again. So many people
always happens.
It's the Tom
always,
Waddle show.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah, always a gift for Waddle, not Sylvie, blah, 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 blah. You know, so and then
I got something. Yeah. Here's a note. It says, with my sincerest apology, I'm undoing my bad behavior. Thanks to the amazing service from the amazing Cody's and my amazing thirst one day last spring. They said last spring.
Wow.
I took it upon myself to take an item of discussion to attempt to share lovingly with my family without a thought of what this item meant to Cody's. Please accept my apology. Are you the rightful owner of this?
This is Laura. She is the rightful owner. It was her grandma's.
Given to me, and my assumption is that it's the painting.
Right.
But obviously,
now it's wrapped up.
It.
It's wrapped up in gift
in
wrap.
Christmas
let's
gift.
Hope it's let's hope it's the right painting.
Right.
It looks like the right size.
Okay.
Now the person is here. Now you just hand it. You look like
we got to make sure it's the right painting.
Right. I'm nervous.
So
now.
Open it. Yes.
Okay, so now we're opening this painting that was stolen.
I always wanted to be
stolen
a
off the
detective.
Wall here.
You're like Santa today.
I am. Yeah.
At Cody's.
It was her.
Yes.
Oh my. It was her mom's.
So you painted it.
No, it was her.
Okay, so this has been in the family for a very long time. So there's emotion being shown. So,
wow.
So you know what this means. This means that Tom Waddle gets beer for a year.
Yes!
Waddle!
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 Waddle! Waddle! No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. But I believe the person who delivered it would also like to come over and officially apologize for it.
Now, are you cool with that? Are you going to be upset at the person?
Without a doubt. No.
Okay.
She's a little nervous to come over.
So the person who stole, who borrowed the picture.
We've all made mistakes,
right,
Matt?
Made mistakes?
Yes.
It's the remedy of the mistakes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now, we weren't expecting any of this.
No, we were not.
Now, the person who took this picture is putting on a headset right now.
What's your name?
My name is Colleen.
Colleen.
McCarthy.
You're a thief, right? Just admit it.
No, I said my
Colleen
I'm
thief
sorry.
McCarthy.
Yes,
okay.
I am a thief. I'm so sorry.
So describe what transpired.
Well, first, I'm so nervous.
Well, no, don't
can
be
I
nervous.
Have one of your beers?
Yes,
or?
You can.
Thank
well,
you.
They're all empty. Oh, here's one.
Here's a Miller Lite.
Yeah,
empty.
There you go.
Yes.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time here at
Cody's.
You
know, it was actually a day last spring that we usually celebrate because it was St. Pat's weekend. My husband and I, who just texted me, so I have to give him a plug. Bert Bippin, who works for WorkSafe Solutions.
Okay.
Done. Sorry.
No, that's
so,
well done.
It was so selfish. We had a friend pass away, and we had a day, and then I came here and met some friends, and we were having just a really nice time. And we were sitting downstairs where the painting was, and it was just a discussion piece. And I thought, you know, just that moment of just being with friends. You know, everything that was going on with me that day, I
remind me to never take you to the Chicago Art Institute. But go ahead.
Well, all right. Anyway, we saw that, and I just couldn't help myself. And it has been actually become sentimental to us, but it should never make more than it belongs to, you know, than it does to the owner. So I'm so sorry.
What made you today want to return it while we were here?
Okay, that's interesting you say that. A friend of mine kept telling me, oh, we should bring it back. And he's like, let's wrap it up and put it under the Christmas tree. It's not the friend here. I'm just going to name it my friend as Kitten.
Kitten?
Yeah.
Wow.
Give him a nickname.
Your nickname is Kitten?
Oh.
Bro, you got some explaining to do.
So I am happily forced to listen to ESPN Radio every day.
Happily forced?
Yes.
Never heard
happily
it
forced.
Mentioned in
yes,
that manner.
Yes,
but
every day. I hear you guys' voice every day. And when I found out you guys were going to be here, I was like, OMG, we have to bring it back this way. And I can't believe how well it worked out.
Yes.
But I don't
yes.
mean to be selfish and be on the radio. People should not be rewarded for taking stuff from Cody's by being on the radio with you guys.
You brought it back.
You did.
You brought it back.
We all make mistakes.
We do. But I don't want people to come
especially
here,
Tyler.
Make mistakes, and end up on the radio. Don't take stuff from Cody's that doesn't belong to you.
That's a good public service announcement right there.
Now, you know that the whole thing was, what Matt didn't tell you was, the beer for the year is coming out of your pocket.
Please let it be PBR.
No, I think.
All right, so all's well that ends
are we
well. Are we all forgiven? Are we forgiving?
Drunken
I'm so
mistake.
Sorry.
Yes.
This seems like a selfish spotlight moment for me, and it shouldn't be. I'm so sorry.
I love it. Yeah. This is. All right, we did not anticipate this.
No.
We've solved the mystery.
This is our Oprah moment right
it
now.
It is. Yeah.
This
it is
like the
and
Waddle and Sylvie Oprah moment.
And we
it's
all
a
get
Christmas
a car.
Miracle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get a car.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we get a picture. I think yes. that you yes. get a picture, and that's the only one who gets a picture is you get a picture.
That's awesome.
And that's what counts.
It's a Christmas miracle. Thank
it
you
is.
Guys.
It's a Christmas
so nice
miracle.
Being on with
right.
you.
Thank you.
How about that? Now
I'm so thrilled that it's so meaningful to you and your family to get it back. That's the best part of this whole experience is to see the emotion and the joy in your face. That's cool.
Now,
all right, now you're going to be on the air.
It was at their grandma's house, their cottage, growing up, and it was a very big issue. It was a very big part of their life growing up.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Laura.
Okay, and describe what that that painting means to you and your family.
So the painting is very bizarre and definitely an acquired taste. It's a weird, sad clown in profile from, I think, the 30s or 40s. I'm not really sure. It was at my grandmother's cottage growing up. My cousins, my sisters, and I, it's definitely a significant value. So when we bought Cody's and we were able to bring in our own memorabilia, that was something that was really important to me to be able to put up. So when it disappeared, it was heartbreaking because it represents so much of our childhood and happiness and whatever. I'm really happy that it's back and it's restored. It means a lot to us.
That's cool.
My grandparents, obviously, they're gone now, but my parents, you know, they remember it, and it's a lot. So we're really happy.
That's great.
Yeah.
We had no idea that this was all going to transpire.
No, it's
I didn't
amazing.
Even know that the painting was wrapped and was sitting next to me, and somebody said to me, "Hey, you got to read this note." And I read the note, and I was like,
We've stumbled upon a mystery.
Yes.
Yeah. Matt, thank you for having us, and I'm glad that we were able to at least be the middle person in solving this.
Yes. Absolutely.
In some way, shape, or form.
It's a fun little holiday Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
There we go.
Well done.
There you go.
That's cool.
Matt, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Everyone should come out to Cody's. So Waddle,
there's buried treasure out back. So everyone, grab a shovel and get out there and see if you can find. No, I'm joking.
See, do you see what happens to, like, we always talk about the karma and stuff like that. We're owned by Good Karma Brands. When you are nice to people, and when a guy like Matt Hayes opens up his doors to Cody's and he says, "For all the fans of Waddle and Sylvie, come on by, and we've got free food for all the fans."
Yes.
And all of a sudden, then what happens?
People are encouraged to do nice things for
others.
And
then the picture returns.
Yes.
Like, nice things happen to nice people.
Amen.
And it is great to see. It's not our usual Football Friday story.
Oh, it's not. No.
But it was.
This is more important than breaking down another Bears and Packers game.
Yes.
Very
important. Yep. All right, so what to watch for coming up?
Go Bears.
Go Bears, and Matt's a huge Bears fan. We will get to Bears and Packers coming up. We will get to what to watch for coming up. We're live at Cody's. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.
Welcome to the Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast from Cody's Public House on ESPN 1000. Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For every Friday, brought to you by my great friends and partners at Connie's Frozen Pizza.
By the way, did you see we got restocked in our freezer back at the shop?
Oh, yeah, really?
It's like 12 pizzas
in good. There. So we can make them at the office, eat them in the old National Bank studio.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Connie's Frozen Pizza, whether you're eating them in the office or at home, outstanding. They got the pepperoni that we like?
Oh, yeah. They got a wide variety of all of them.
That's fantastic.
I feel like we've really done something good. Usually we just sit here and we bitch and moan about sports items. I think today we accomplished something.
Yeah, I just tweeted the picture of Waddle, Matt, and the owner of the picture. What was her name?
It's a good question. I'm leaving you hanging, not intentionally.
I believe it was Lauren.
Lauren,
and the picture being returned.
Yes.
So that the picture's out there. It is like the sad clown.
Yes.
Now it's a happy clown.
It's
or
a
at
happy
least
clown.
Happy owners.
I know
with
you
the
and
sad
I are
clown.
A couple of happy clowns.
Yeah. Tears of a clown.
Yeah.
The tears of a clown has been solved.
Yes.
That's a song, right? A famous old
Tears of the Clown of a Clown, yeah.
That's like an oldie, isn't it?
Smokey Robinson, right?
Smokey, is it? Yeah, it's Smokey. Well called. Well done, Mellor.
Look at you guys.
Call.
Hardy Boys of Stolen Bar Art.
Look at you with a Hardy Boys. Out of all people with a Hardy Boys reference?
I read Hardy Boys books when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's an old reference, isn't it?
My dad used to tell me about the Hardy Boys all the time. He tried to get me to read it.
My dad used to give me to read it. Am I older than your father? How old's your
dad? No, you're younger than my dad.
Yeah? How old's dad?
Oh, he's up there. He's
up there. Like
he's north of 65, I think.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's an old man, yeah.
Right. Definitely would have been sitter if you would have said 45 there, Tyler. He's up there. He's at least 45.
Easy. That's good.
I've got nothing to protect, though.
That's great. So. What are you watching for?
For me, it's really easy. World Cup action tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. United States, Netherlands. Let's do this thing. America.
I know, right? Because, like, there's every show that we basically have given. Is there anything else that's debuting? I'm going to use my time because I don't have a new show and because I feel like we've given everything to sort of speak about the Zach Lowe report that's been floating around out there. And I'm going to talk about Bulls and Warriors tonight for some late.
Officially been suspended by Danny Zetterman.
I want to see how they respond, A. And for those of the people who haven't seen it or those who have seen it, Zach Lowe, I guess, on his podcast said that the Lakers have internally discussed a possible DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic deal.
So they've internally expressed interest to one another in Vooch and DeMar.
It's the dumbest report in a podcast I've ever heard in my life. Yes, that's what he is saying in his podcast, that he is saying within the walls of the Lakers building, the people inside the Lakers organization have talked to each other about, if DeMar and Vooch are available, should we possibly reach out to the Bulls about trading for them? We're not sure if we're interested, but would we be interested? And they've had that discussion.
Have they had the same discussion for Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton?
They've not called the Bulls. No. The Bulls are not calling around. They've had a discussion within the Lakers' walls. It is stupid. And it is clickbait. And
so don't. What not to watch for is that report.
Even, like, if Bulls basketball isn't hard enough to watch, Bulls rumors are hard to even listen to. Like, there's not even good, juicy Bulls rumors.
Well, you don't like the thought of the Bulls trading DeMar anyway,
no.
So that's just, like,
no,
that extra angst.
I just feel like it's lazy, like, that, they're not playing good, so it should just be tank time. I don't think that's the way it should be. I don't think this team should tank right now.
Yeah.
So, Meller, Tyler, why don't you? You're here. Why don't you give us what you're watching?
All right, 7 o'clock on Peacock. It is the rematch of the 2021 National Championship between Baylor and Gonzaga. So I'll be watching that later
today.
Basketball, yes. Oh, okay. No Gonzaga football. No Gonzaga football.
I thought maybe it was volleyball.
Whoa. Tonight, a Friday night.
Yeah.
You're watching.
I may watch it here.
Well, he's T-Bowing it. He's going to be here passed out. He's going to watch it here. Tomorrow.
You're watching when it's available on the computer whenever you want.
I may not watch it tonight, like Waddle said, but I may watch it here, too.
You're watching a replay of a national...
No. They're playing each other tonight.
Oh. I thought he meant... I thought he was watching the 2021 replay.
Like you were still seething about the
I'm a loser.
Report.
I'm not that big of a loser.
No, that's what I thought. I thought you said tonight they're running on Peacock.
No.
He lives in Loserville.
Yes.
He's not the mayor of Loserville.
Yes, I just have one of the huts.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I see what you're saying. They're playing tonight.
Yes, they play tonight.
And it's a rematch.
It is a rematch.
What time's the game?
7 o'clock.
I'm not watching that.
I gotcha. All right.
I'll be at dinner with Tim Boyle. I mean Pat Boyle.
Good time, Tim Boyle.
Good time, Timmy Boyle.
Meller, what do you watch for?
This is a good weekend to get rid of your family if you have one, boys. Because it is a weekend packed full of ridiculous sports, starting with what Waddle threw at us tomorrow morning. But before we get to tomorrow morning, we've, of course, got USC-Utah tonight.
That's a good one.
Sweet game that I'm watching.
Yes.
So we'll get things started that way. Waddle mentioned U.S.-Netherlands, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Flows right into Argentina-Australia, the knockout stage of the World Cup. It's awesome. Cannot wait. And then have you guys taken a look at the NFL schedule?
Yes, it's good.
We've got five pretty sweet games. Like, talk about good matchups. Jets-Minnesota, that's at noon, along with Bears-Packers, if you're unaware and you're living in a cave somewhere. You've also got, how about this, Titans-Philadelphia. That's a noon game. Then, 3 o'clock slate has Miami headed to San Francisco. You've got Mike McDaniel, the protege, going to take on the mentor in Kyle Shanahan. Then, also, Chiefs visiting the Bengals, rematch of the AFC title game. That's not too shabby.
That's a great game.
Absolutely. Replay or rematch?
It is actually going to be a rematch,
well done.
A replay there, Tyler. And then a fun game, not as much on the line, but still, Chargers against the Raiders, a lot of offense in that one. So pretty good slate of NFL games. It's just going to be a ridiculous sports weekend. Put the kids, put the wife, put the husband away. Tell him to go do something. Go find something to do because you're busy just like me this weekend.
I can't get by his opening comment. This is a weekend if you have a family to get rid of them.
Get rid of them. Who will play better after being cleared? Will it be Pulisic or will it be Justin Fields?
Oh, boy.
Both cleared to play.
I hope it's Pulisic.
It's more meaningful for Pulisic.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
How about they both play awesome?
That would be great. Is there a parlay we could play with both? Do we have any parlay?
I was looking at the props. They just put up the touchdown scorer props, but none of the passing or rushing or receiving yet. But that should probably come up very shortly.
I'm trying to see what the line on the game is now. Has it been updated again?
Last I saw, it was still 3.5.
Yeah, it is. 3.5.
I still don't see how the Bears win with their defense.
I don't either. And listen, what is the one thing that they have done better than anyone in football when Justin has been on the field? That's run the ball, and a large part of the running game has been him. Whether it's tuck and run or it's design run, and they're going to limit that.
Well, will they? I mean, like, the template is there still to run on scrambles. Maybe not designed runs, but if he's flush from the pocket, is he not going to run?
Yeah, but I don't think there'll be as much. I don't think there'll be a whole lot of design quarterback runs.
17 runs last week, I want to say, from Hurts.
Yes.
He ran the ball 17 times.
And by the way,
how many were designed?
I'd say
half.
Was it half? I was going to say a third. I'll tell you this, and he's been in the league longer, so he's got more experience. And we saw signs of Justin really making progress with regard to taking less abuse. Jalen Hurts does it beautifully.
Right.
Like, he very rarely even takes a hit.
The Atlanta game was not good in that regard.
No.
He got hit too much.
He did.
Too many interior runs. We'll talk about that with Rob Domofsky coming up next. What to Watch For, again, brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. It has been a special day here at Connie's. Tis the season as we move into December, and it's all brought to you by Miller Lite. We're talking Bears and Packers coming up next.